Airlifting Rhinos. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. When it comes to the issue of poaching in Africa, attention is often focused on elephants. Yet theirs is not the only population being decimated by poachers. Rhinos, too, are being pushed to the brink of extinction. Now, two National Geographic conservationists have created an initiative called Rhinos Without Borders to help combat the effects of poaching in South Africa. About 80% of Africa's rhinos are located in South Africa, a large percentage of those in Kruger National Park, where poaching is rampant. So far this year alone, 618 rhinos have been killed in South Africa, 400 of those in Kruger. The idea behind Rhinos Without Borders is that if the effects of poaching are to be combated, the rhino population cannot remain concentrated in one small area. Yet, relocating rhinos, which weigh up to 3 tons, is no small task. To that end, the organization plans to airlift 100 of the animals to Botswana in 2015. It may sound extreme, but experts believe relocating even 100 rhinos to safer territory will be a step in the right direction, and Botswana has one of the lowest poaching rates in Africa, making it an ideal location. Moving game animals in this way is actually far from unheard of in Africa, and while airlifting rhinos does pose a risk, veterinarians are highly experienced in tranquilizing the animals safely. The mortality rate for such a move is estimated to be between 2 and 5%, which pales in comparison to leaving the rhinos where they are, easy targets for poachers. Earthwise is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio, with script contribution by the Cary Institute of Ecosystem Studies.